Mike Guder. He's president of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
Tell us what I'm doing very well. Thank you. Tell us what the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers does.
We're a group of civil engineers that the American Society of Civil Engineers is a national organization. We've been around for over 100 years, just a professional organization that meets in sections and branches. And we have 9 branches around Michigan that meet for lunches probably once a month and usually have a speaker discussing a civil engineering topic.
All right. I recently saw this report, and it really gave me great cause for pause, if you will. Michigan Civil Engineers Group says Michigan is still not making the grade. The state's failing infrastructure hurts Michigan families and the economy. A new national report shows Michigan is still not making the grade after receiving an overall D grade, a D for infrastructure 2 years ago. The Michigan section of the American Society for Civil Engineers announced it in this report. Talk about this.
Okay, we went through Michigan's infrastructure in 2009, and we had several civil engineers who specialized in different areas, and we looked closely at what the conditions were, and we found that the conditions weren't very good, and there's a lot of data that backs that up, and that's, you know, for roads and airports, and we did also water and sewage and different things. And so, you know, we feel infrastructure, there's not enough investment going forward in infrastructure to maintain what we have. A lot of our system is aged. It's been, for instance, the interstates were built, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and they're, you know, they've come to the end of their design life, and they need to be replaced. And oftentimes, there's not enough money there to do it.
You talk about in this report that the expensive decision to delay the repair of roads and bridges across Michigan and the rest of the country cost families more than $1,000 a year. Explain.
Yeah, the what it does, and this report was prepared by a consulting group that specializes in transportation issues around the world, and they used some data from the University of Maryland and also some models that they've created, and found that the cost of moving products from manufacturer to the sale point will increase, and that increases the cost of products to families. There's also the cost to families that is incurred by driving on bad roads, having congested transportation systems, having inadequate ways to get from city to city, wasting time in airports or traffic or things like that.
Another interesting part of this report was that it says lawmakers have been deadlocked for years on how to adequately fund transportation infrastructure. As a result, 35% of Michigan's roads are in poor condition, and this is from 2010 data. Nearly one-third of Michigan's bridges were deemed functionally obsolete or structurally deficient. We've kind of known about that, but don't our legislators know that for our state to succeed, we need a strong infrastructure?
You know, I believe when I talk one-on-one with legislators, they understand that there is a need for more infrastructure spending. My forehead is sore from having banged my head against the wall for what seems like 6 years now. And it's all, it seems to be a fear of any what I like to call user fees, because oftentimes, you know, for instance, you pay for your water through fees levied by your local utility authority, pay for your roads through a fuel tax or registration fee. So they're user fees, and there's a fear of raising those, but I think there's a good impetus to do it, because I think it would help Michigan in with economic growth. It would save money for families and be a good long-term strategy for for our country. So it's time to move forward and get some long-term stable funding increase in place.
Mike Guder is the president of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. What state does a good job in infrastructure?
You know, California historically has seemed to be done a very good job, and they're obviously they have the seismic issues they've been dealing with over the last several years. You know, in my opinion, they do a good job. There's a lot of states that deal with the same situations that we deal with. Currently, Wisconsin has a lot of money to spend in transportation, and they've been doing that. And then Texas also spends a lot of money on transportation. And, you know, in another area is Salt Lake City, and they've started spending around the time that the Olympics were coming to town, and they've become, very successful economically. So I think it's proven that infrastructure spending does promote economic growth.
All right, Mike, if you had to put a number on it, if you will, compared to how much we spend now, what do we need to spend to get our infrastructure up to speed?
You know, I think Representatives Rick Olson and Roy Schmidt, they looked at the TF2 tax. It's the TF2 that was a commission created by Governor Granholm, and they came out with some numbers, and then Representative Schmidt and Olson looked at those numbers, and they just came out with a report that stated that an additional $1.4 billion per year for transportation is required, and you know I think something like that would be acceptable.
Well, Governor Rick Snyder is going to deliver a special message on transportation and infrastructure funding tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what he says. All right, Mike, if you were having a cup of coffee with the governor, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to be bold, do something that will give Michigan long-term stability in funding, and to tell the people in Michigan that they need to, I think transportation is a good place to even create jobs. It's going to save them money over the long haul. It's going to create jobs for their kids to keep them in the state, to have a good transportation system. We want to be a leader around the country, so just be bold.
Mike Guder is the president of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.